Bob Selby.org.
Hi, I'm Bob Selby, and you're listening to WEFT Champaign 90.1 FM, listener-supported, volunteer-operated community radio for East Central Illinois, and streaming live worldwide at weft.org.
This hour of programming is brought to you by Krannert Center for the Performing Arts and the listeners of WEFT. Krannert Center welcomes the return of public, in-person audiences to their performance spaces for this long-awaited season of gatherings. With each performance, Krannert Center celebrates the powerful gift of art and the special role of the artists in this time of great challenge, uncertainty, and fragility. Please feel welcome to phone Krannert Center at 217-333-6280 or visit krannertcenter.com for event, ticketing, or additional information.
This is Dave Monk, your Prairie Monk, WAFT Champaign 90.1 on your FM dial. wonderful music outside last night, right outside WAFT. an early group, four people, wonderful, and then a Metropolis group from Chicago with a sousaphone and lots of connection. I thought the whole night was rather wonderful. It brings to the fore some suggestion that Market Street might be closed off. And put into parcels of nature and seating, and that's not something that's enjoyed by all. Some people would like to see the traffic continue through Market Street. I don't have an opinion one way or the other, but that's what is in vogue at the moment. And when Friday Night Live does as well as it did during this season, then I think they have some opportunity to pay the musicians a little bit more and offer them an opportunity. It's interesting to see the audience participation. Sometimes the audience participation is people standing right back and leaving a vacant area in front of the band. Sometimes that space is filled by young children dancing or running or skipping according to the music. They're probably not old enough to do it in rhythm yet, but they crawl through the sign, which is announcing Friday Night Live and the groups that are going to present. And sometimes there's a bunch of very friendly dogs. They don't seem to bark at each other other than to enjoy each other's company and to want to play with each other. There are one or two that are a little antsy, but they have to be on leashes because some of the dogs are much bigger than some of the children that are there. But very nice. I encourage it in any community that you're in to do this sort of thing, to have music often your own territory, and sometimes with people who are entering the trade and you're giving them an opportunity. And I like that. Well, today I wanted to augment on some discussion that we had about rails, trails, and greenways. Last effort, I had been writing a spent about 2 days writing a trail guide for Kickapoo Trail between Urbana and Danville, because the Natural Area Study Group was going to be in Vermilion County, and they have the choice of traveling by 74 or by 150. It was a fairly long field trip, and time was of essence. So they decided to go by 74. But I distributed the write-up that I had, a little bit on the primitive side. But I last night was encountering people who had taken that trail guide and used it and enjoyed it and found deficiencies in it. Well, one deficiency was Conkey Town. It's not easy to find Conkey Town. So we might have to put a few more directives in. But I hadn't got, the field trip I'd made was basically for windshield movement, so that you didn't have to stop with the car, you just could go. But I introduced some side possibilities if you were interested in doing that. And some people have done that. They've taken 150 at another time and have found the newly bridge bicycle trail bridge across the middle fork of Vermilion, and been thoroughly impressed. And they've just that experience was exciting for people. So that's sort of what our responsibility is. We do a lot of inspirational work, and others then pick up on that and augment it. We had a lot to do with the initiation of a prairie conference here, and the creation of a Grand Prairie Friends. We haven't done all the work with it. It's been the wonderful activities of the people who became the board members and took it through. They're probably to 35 years of age now and doing very well. We also initiated a natural area study group, which has kept going for 35 years. But we had it as a university type opportunity, but Anne Fireham came and asked if she could, it was something she could do to help. And I said, yes, let's inspire a docent group, which will go to natural areas, find out where they are, and then transmit that information to other people, park districts, schools, what have you. And did that with gusto. And there are about 50 members, of which about 10 or so will be going to field trips, often knowledgeable leader, and they come back and inspire others to go again. I went on one recently, and we went to a Piatt County Forest Preserve, someone who was leading knew where the orchids were, knew the relationship to the Sangamon River, and made that visit wonderful. But the orchids didn't necessarily be on display at that moment, so people actually went back and visited the orchids and the place again, and it might be 3 months before you go back. Same goes with Shady Rest, just places around Hidden Acres and near Homer. They pick a fall group and a spring group, and meet every Tuesday during that period at the Anita Purvis Center. You can carpool, you can mask if necessary, you can be provided with information. That's what I was trying to do with the trail ride. The trail ride was broken into two pieces, and I think here I have to separate those two pieces because they're very different. We're very concerned about connectivity. We would like to get between Danville and Decatur. It's a reality. It may not happen in our lifetimes, but the opportunity is there. And it is very hard to get across Champaign with a bicycle without being killed in the process. So when you come out of Anita Purvis Center going on your field trip, you go down Broadway, and I wanted to inspire people to look at the railroad bed as it is active between Urbana and Norfolk Southern going to Mansfield. That so you, at Broadway, you can see in the distance a station theater, and you can see it at twin bridges where two different railroads went across the Boneyard. And so I had annotated those things that I'd like people to see. At Vine Street, you can see in the distance, if you're on University, you've turned off Broadway onto University, heading for 150 or 74. At Vine Street, you have to realize that the railroad bridge is narrow, and it certainly couldn't carry a rail with trail. And that's sort of what I've been looking at. But I want people to be aware of this. So we discussed that. And when you go past the MTD building, you have to realize that that was a roundhouse, and it has a connection between the yards for Norfolk Southern that have been retained. And so you're running parallel to the potential trail through to Champaign. Then you get to turn right onto 150, and at the lights, you're at Smith Road. Smith Road happens to cut into a mile of railroad pigtail. It's where a closing out railroad yards keep a mile of railroad track back so that they can push a mile long train back and then move cars into yards on different sidings. Smith Road has cut that pigtail in two. So there's a dead piece of railroad there. I wanted people to see that because they were traveling 150 right parallel to that. And then the Conrail closeout extends to Dobbins Drive, but there's a little piece about a quarter mile long between Main Street and Dobbins Drive, which could be combined with the remaining pigtail that is used to allow the railroad to come back to Smith Road. And then at Smith Road, there is a park district, Weaver Park, that's owned by the Urbana Park District, and they've set up a trailhead. The trail at the moment ends at my Main Street, and Main is very narrow and not a good safe road for hikers and bikers. So it would be much better to have the railroad Conrail rail bed to continue, and the forest preserve to extend into that pigtail and then go around the upper edges of the North West Southern Yards, which are active but not awfully active, and probably could afford to sell an easement around the yards, or and you could perhaps go through the MTD building and realize that you can go across Boneyard and onto Kerr, onto Broadway, around Busey Woods, and back into Champaign and Washington. A little bit too much. So I today want to go back to that area and repeat it. It can needs to repeating several times, because often we don't know what to do. And it is very helpful to have minds that know enough to be able to extend their own involvement, and it's very good. But I'm going to go back to Decatur and point out that Decatur has excellent bicycle ways, but they could come out on old Route 47, and at the moment that's used to be a highway. It's nice and wide. It starts off at Oriana and goes through Armington and Cisco to Monticello. At the moment, it's a short line railroad that takes out grain, but there's been some rumors that that might close out. If it closes out, then you would take the advantage of putting a rail trail on about a 15 mile of abandoned trackage, and bring that railroad into Oriana, Armington, Cisco, Armenia, which is near Allerton Park, to Monticello, go across the Sangamon River into Monticello. There's potential there. There's potential for bicycle ways and hiking through and around Allerton Park. And this railroad adjoins Allerton Park's farms and is very near to the entrance to Allerton Park. Nice territory. And there are side issues to Friends Creek and other places. That, there's history there. The, Bruce Hannon and others got together, and when the Army Corps of Engineers was thinking of damming Allerton Park, they saved that. When you dam an area that's in a very flat land, it extends for a long way, so it would have covered a lot of Allerton Park. So that didn't happen, and we have to congratulate those people. A couple of them are still around. Jack Paxton is still around. These are people that were engaged perhaps 30 years ago, and they brought in people like Judge Douglas, who was on the Supreme Court, who was interested in this project. And it was disappointing to the Army Corps of Engineers, because it was eventually decided that this shouldn't happen. So Allerton Park is there, and it continues through to Monticello. At Monticello, you have several railroads coming together. The main line was an Illinois Central main line that came through from the Illinois Central main line north and south, which is now Canadian National. And it went west to Staley, to Bonneville, to Seymour, and to White Heath. And the roads paralleled that, and an interurban paralleled that. So We go back to Monticello. You have to look at the railroads, and perhaps the railroads could be utilized as bicycle ways and hikeways, and as well as for Monticello Railroad Museum traffic for tourism and for historic purposes. When you come into Monticello from the west, you go under a north-south, Norfolk-Southern Railroad, which is very active, and it's actually nice that it's, the road goes under the railroad line. The railroad line is up high. There's a little bit of a rolling territory there. Monticello is located on a portion of the Cerro Gordo Moraine. So there's some rolling nature there. So the train comes in from the west and goes through Monticello. And there's about 3 miles of what was abandoned Illinois Central Railroad, but the Railroad Museum had already occupied a parallel interurban, an electric train area that had been abandoned. No cut and relift, no electricity left, but site was being used for to take steam engines and diesel motors up to the top of the hill, the top of the Cerro Gordo Moraine, and allow people to enjoy a short, probably about a mile and a half ride up the hill and back down. When the mainline closed out, the Railroad Museum bought 7 miles. So now they own about 3 or 4 miles of interurban plus the main line. And they have also bought some land adjacent to 72, which is the expressway that runs parallel. The interurban from the cemetery that is near to Camp Creek, let me say that the Railroad Museum is on the banks of the Camp Creek, which comes through as a tributary to the Sangamon. There were two bridges across Camp Creek, one for the main line, one for the interurban. The interurban bridge was probably closed out in the 50s, and the bridge decayed. The interurbans were lightweight rails, and so they didn't have quite as much permanence. So that area from Camp Creek through to the city of Monticello is a rail trail. And so the city has bought that piece. So going back to Cisco or to Decatur, we're coming through Decatur, Oriana, Armington to Armenia, next to Alton Park, then to the western suburbs of Monticello, to across the Sangamon to Monticello, and then on to some urban trails to the interurban, which takes bicycles and hikers up to the Railroad Museum, or this side of the Railroad Museum. At that point, we don't have a good line directly on Railroad Museum territory, and nor does the Railroad Museum enjoy that, because that brings people to garages and steam and diesel equipment that can be vulnerable. So at the moment, the bicycles have to go on to a Shady Rest Road, which takes them past the Shady Rest, and then, this is where we come to need regional planning. We need to talk to each other. We need to know how we can get hikers and bikers through from Monticello to White Heath. Do we go to White Heath and then follow the railroad bed? Heartland Pathways owns the railroad abandonment there, 4 miles. So the Champaign, Havana, and Western Historic Museum is working on the possibility of getting the railroad historic equipment into Champaign. We have the alternative of sending bicycles and hikers out on Kirby Avenue, which hits Route 10 or old Route 10 and goes on to 47. So there are ways around this, but they're not awfully safe and exciting. Not that railroad trails are exciting in the sense of great challenge. You can't move a train around corners and up and down terrains. They're very straight and very on one level. But they provide opportunities that are safe. When we come into Monticello on from Armenia, there is Heartland Pathways owns about 6 miles there, 2 miles of which take people across a truss bridge that we own to the old town of Monticello. So people that want to go from New Town to Old Town use that trail. It parallels a fairly heavy duty exit to 72, which is narrow and not safe for hikers and bikers. So this trail has helped to save souls and to give opportunities to people who would not otherwise use that connection to hike or bike, because it would have they would have to go out onto Bridge Road, and it's dangerous. So once again, you're coming from Decatur, Oriana, Armington, Cisco, Armenia, the western suburbs of Monticello, across the Sangamon River on a truss bridge, kind of on well, to the west side of Monticello. Then you have to have some interurban, local urban trails that don't exist quite yet. So that's one of those situations where you need community input, you need to create a connection which is safe, and it's not got in the middle of it a jog or a glitch that is dangerous. If you're going to go do a contiguous trail, you have to make sure that it is a total trail, not one that has a glitch in the middle of it, because no one will use the long trail. The Kick Up Your Trail is very good the contiguity of the first segment of 7 miles is like that. So, okay, go back to getting through the Railroad Museum. We need to be able to go round the Railroad Museum on Shady Rest Road or somewhere. The museum has been using its spare railroad for the storage of ADM cars, tanker cars. And that means we can't put a rail trail on the rail. It's been being used as a rail. And those cars paid the morage. That's a term for storage. So you get paid, the Railroad Museum gets paid so much for bringing the train in the first place. And that means that there has to be some connection to the main line, Norfolk Southern. So that does exist. And the Railroad Museum has also bought two Ys that they're like a triangle. So you can take a train around and back it up and turn the train around without having to have a turntable. The Railroad Museum has got one of those coming up too. They have the parts, they haven't installed it yet, but you can turn an engine around on a turntable. People like to see the engine in front of the train. They don't like to see it going backwards. It's quite able to do that, but it's not as conventional. So going back to Monticello again, you've got several railroads. And one of them is the Illinois Central coming through Monticello, which is active from Monticello to Whiteheath, 7 miles. So you can't continue the rail trail, which stops at the sewage treatment plant and physical plant facilities of Monticello on the west side of old Monticello. So it stops there. You have to find other methods of getting through Monticello to the east side, where there is a trail on what was the interurban, not the main line, because the main line is active. Then we're getting very near to the Railroad Museum. The Railroad Museum does not enjoy the thought of having a bunch of bicyclists and hikers wandering through their territory. So it's a matter of going around. So we're looking at that, and we're looking at how we can go around by using Shady Rest Road, or we go to Whiteheath and use old 47 and old Route 10 to get to Kirby Avenue, and you ride into town on Kirby Avenue. You don't go on Route 10 because Route 10 is a narrow road, but it's very heavily trafficked, especially by garbage trucks that are taking garbage to Clinton. It's nice to do that, to come up to Whiteheath. So negotiations over the years may make a difference. The active Railroad Museum has the chance to go down to Shady Rest, which is a 30-acre plot of ground which was platted for a town and never did happen, but it's loaded with spring herbs and trees. There's a little bit of the Cerrigoda moraine, and there's bottomland, and there's a truss bridge that goes across the Sangamon, and people have been, Mrs. Price especially, who owned the land around it, wanted to preserve the truss bridge, and gave us money to do that. It's been sitting there for 20 years or more, and has disadvantages when that happens because there's vandalism. There's also trees that grow between the ties. But we're thinking to ask the Monticello Railroad Museum to go down to Shady Rest, possibly take people there to have a picnic or to see the herbs, which are the state has designated as a soil and water conservation easement, which indicates that there's value in this site. it wouldn't be a part of the Piatt County Forest Preserve if Heartland Pathways hadn't known it, worked with Mrs. Price, and established the opportunity for that to go into in perpetuity. Our railroad goes through the middle of it, that's a problem, is because there's two different pieces, and some people would like to combine those two pieces and wipe out the railroad. Other people would like to take the railroad on and across the Sangamon and across a creek there and up to Lodge and across to Clinton, 23 miles. And this portion of this is very flat. Portions of it join Clinton Lake and Weldon Springs State Park. So you got to put it on your thinking head and figure out how you get through these places. Where there's a Shady Rest Road has a offshoot on a Crybaby Bridge. It's an old steel bridge with a steel base that makes a crybaby sound as you drive across it. Horses don't like it. Cattle and others don't like it either. And it's likely that bridge will be one day removed and replaced with a concrete bridge, because equipment like huge combines can't travel on that bridge. It's too small. So once again, I'm confusing you, but purposefully, because I want you to visit these places like the Natural Areas Study Group does, to find out what you think. What would your children like to do? The current president of the Railroad Museum, Broadcamp, used to take his child to Shady Rest. The child was impressed by Shady Rest. And so it does have flat land, and it does have a bunch of camps that were there, little cabins where people could stay and go fishing or read a book or meet up with friends when you could only take a horse 15 miles. So these things all have to be in your mind. How do you get up to White Heath, where the end of the Railroad Museum is? And the Railroad Museum would like to have ownership of that sort of line if they're going to develop it. It would probably be at least a $3 million job to go down 1 mile to Shady Rest. But it would be a niche, and something that's interesting is just within Cooey of Champaign, Urbana, Decatur, and it provides a little rolling nature of Cerro Gordo Moraine, we have to think about that. So if I'm confusing you, it's almost purposefully, because I want you to visit and input. It's fairly straightforward for the Champaign, Havana, and Weston to think about re-railing 4 miles of railroad bed with a interurban train abandoned line parallel that could be used as a trail. It doesn't go all the way into Champaign, but we could possibly do a rail with trail. One more confusing side of things is that if you go back to Monticello, the interurban didn't follow the railroad line, the main line to Decatur. It went south 8 miles to Bement. And that is an offshoot that could be interesting. All these things are ideas. If you have the get up and go, you buy the land, in speculation. Buying land and not developing it can have problems because it sits around for a while, and it's costly. And so, okay, are you dumping this land on the locals who may not have the money to put in a few million dollars here and a few million dollars there, that spread over perhaps 200 years is per person not a great cost, but has to be found somewhat immediately. How do you do this? How do you develop the you meant 8 miles, perhaps in stages? Can you do something this year and something next year and something the year after? It might be that you have a mindset of 50 years. It might be that the federal government decides to do things with rail trails and with infrastructure and with nature, and bingo, you might be have a plan in the file cabinet that you can move with. So we're looking at that too. So the Monticello is a complex of interesting side things. There are wonderful natural areas. There's the Allerton Park, there's Lodge Park, Shady Rest, and other parks that are nearby. And the Sangamon River goes through, and that's one of the five rivers that drain the Champlain Moraine and ends up in the the Illinois River and then in the Mississippi and so on. Okay, so we're now at White Heath, and we're thinking to get to see more in the Champaign, Havana, and Western Historic Railroad is re-railing there. It'll take some time. You have to acquire the rails and the ties and the personnel to do the lifting and putting in what have you and equipment. So that'll take a while. In the meantime, it can be used as a trail, but it has to be kept, it has to be maintained. You have to be warned that there's poison ivy there. You have to make sure that the ballast is free of poison ivy. Somebody has to do their maintenance work. Room for volunteers. Volunteers have to be careful. If they get too much poison ivy, they may end up in hospital with a dermatitis problem. If some people, young children especially, inhale the fumes of poison ivy, it can be a problem. So these are not easy. There's an easement in some of these places for power, and the power line people tend to mow underneath their easement, and that can take out the vegetation that you would like to preserve. Okay, so we're getting into Champaign now. I'm watching the clock because we have to go through Champaign. So the railroad is active to Craft Humco near to Parkland College. So you could park a train, Champaign, Havana, and Western train at Staley. But it's the next few miles getting into a venue place, which I would like to think would be between State and Randolph, near to the post office, where there's been a derailment and there's open space. Probably going to cost an arm and a leg. But how do you get into Champaign? Well, you do the rail with trail stunt. And you make sure that you're not delivering people anywhere. You can't go from A to B and deliver a person. Our historic train has to go A to B and B to A. You have to go back. If you're going to deliver people and be a commercial railroad, then you're going to have dockets and work that is very serious and beyond most amateur people. So A railway trail is better than saying let's jump onto the railroad. But if you're a historic train, you may have to have an agreement with Canadian National to get through the 4 or 5 miles into the area that is north of Champaign, which could be a venue for a whole lot of things, a summer fete or a sale or a meeting of people with different interests and the parking of a train. That train could actually eventually cross Canadian National and go into Urbana. That would be perhaps fun, but once again, you're dealing with commercial railroads, and you couldn't do that without having a commercial pilot to take you through. There's lots of problems. So I'm introducing you to ideas, and we need your help. And there is, from that venue place, a nice little old railroad called the Wabash Line, which was intact till recently when there was a derailment. So now the original Illinois Central Railroad crosses over onto the Norfolk Southern Railroad. And railroads don't always like to do that because they charge each other an arm and a leg for doing that. But it's the solution at the moment, and the rail can grain from Cargill's can go out on that line too. And if you have a historic train, you could also extend your imagination to taking it to Mahomet and Mansfield, perhaps, with permission, with active line that's taking out grain. So, and there's another thing to think about there. The Norfolk Southern Line has closed out between Mansfield and Bloomington, yeah, about 30 miles of rail trail. And how do you get that one into the Heartland Pathways, which goes from Clinton into Shady Rest and White Heath and down to Monticello? I'm going to try and give you a map of the Monticello area. You see, let's see if I've got it on your left is the more or less the Champaign area. You have the Sangamon River, you have the Camp Creek coming in, and you have Champaign. That map could be extended between Danville and Decatur. Radio people aren't going to see that, but we need to map these areas and make it possible for people to see what we're talking about and to think 50 years, 100 years, more. We don't extend too far because we're not quite sure what's going to happen to the world. It may be into a different orbit by that time. So fairly close. And if it happens that the government is going to concern itself with nature and workmen and infrastructure, then it might be instantaneous to do some of these things. Okay, going back to Decatur again. Decatur, Oriana, Armington, Armenia, the west side of Monticello, across the Sangamon River, on beyond to Monticello, tracks through Monticello, not in existence yet, but a safe bicycle way to a piece of interurban owned by the city of Monticello that takes you almost to the Monticello Railroad Museum. You hope to somehow go around the Monticello Railroad Museum, to White Heath. From White Heath, you were thinking about a spur off to Shady Rest or other parks, a Lodge Park, wonderful. And we'd been past Allerton Park. So now you're at Seymour, and there's a little piece of active line which is being abandoned now. And as the talent is, if we want to bring historic trains into Champaign, is to buy that active line intact so that we don't have to put it back together again. And so that goes about 7 miles from Seymour to Bonneville to Staley. Staley is almost on the west side of Champaign. It's not a very obvious place, but people who know their territory know where Staley is. It's near where Prairie Gardens is. That's about the community area. So then you have trains that come in on rail, but how do you get the trails in the, if you're coming by Seymour, you can have a rail adjacent to the trail. You're not going to destroy too much prairie because it's not there. And but some of the old embankment of the interurban is there, and you could come into Staley and then perhaps find your way through Champaign parallel to the railroad line that's coming in to the venue between State and Randall. So you have trains and bicycles into that venue and other venues of various. If you're going to have Champaign develop the way it is developing, you need these sorts of odd shapes and sizes and interesting places to go to. So the expense is justified. So we establish that venue, perhaps that needs a lot of community involvement and city involvement and regional planning. So then we take the old Wabash section, which was where the original Illinois Central came in to its main line north and south. And conveniently, there's a nice underpass at Washington, which allows you to take those hikers and bikers east to Urbana. And there's a railroad bed there, and there used to be more than one railroad bed, and the space, some of it's been taken over by hospitals and like. But then the next step is to, how do you go over Lincoln Avenue? And my response to that is that we need engineers who can do things like take bicycle ways over expressways, have long spans, and I don't think you can possibly put people by grade. The traffic is not going to recognize bicycles. You could have lights in Europe, you'd have lights for the bicycles to go first, but there's not that many bicycles and there's a lot of cars there. So I'm looking for a bridge, a long approach, and we would be taking the rail adjacent to have a trail. If there's a dangerous spot, you put up a fence and you take that trail through behind Provena, over University and Lincoln, to the front area of Carl Clinic, past Lille Park and Station Theater and Broadway, over Vine and through the not excessively used Norfolk Southern line, and then you got the kick of a trail, and that's what we were discussing last week, how to get along the Kickapoo Trail. And you have at the other end, when you get across the bridge at the Salt Fork, or the Middle Fork of the Vermilion, There's another pigtail of a mile of railroad bed that's occasionally used by trains, and that could, if it retires, allow a trail to go into Danville. Stop at the railroad at the terminus at the moment for the rail trail is at the bridge that goes across the Middle Fork River, and then you can go into Kickapoo State Park, which is gives the trail its name, and that's on a possum trot road which goes into Kickapoo State Park. And there's a nice little road that goes round and under the terrain at just a little west of where the Kickapoo Trail finishes and comes up, and it gives a little sporting event to see Sunarch Bridge. And so we've come to Champaign. We can go round it, around Busey Woods if we want, but there's a need for a direct connection from Champaign to Urbana, and there's a need to connect to the university, and also a need to connect to Urbana. Urbana can come in on Main Street because it's a wider street, but you're then going to go onto the Kickapoo Trail, and we're sort of getting out of time for this segment. So we'll be back to talk about the Kickapoo Trail. The next level of development will be 10 miles between the east side of St. Joe over the Union Pacific Railroad to Ogden, and Route 9 to Phythian to Muncie to a little segment which 150 goes south and you go north. Once you follow that 150 south, you can go to Conkey Town and enjoy yourself there for a little old town that had a covered bridge and a water mill and all sorts of character. But so there are side issues that we can develop, and mining issues and history there. So we'll be back at that, making a connection between Decatur and Danville, and very different character places, and in between some bedroom community like Monticello that has history of its own and all sorts of side niches too. So think beautiful thoughts about your heritage trail that would run from Decatur to Danville, might even extend to Indianapolis if you're lucky. This has been Dave Monk, Prairie Monk, WEFT Champaign 90.1 on your FM dial, and thank you to WEF for doing this. This will be broadcast on Sunday, which will be the 40th anniversary of WEF, and we will be going to a celebration at for the Grand Prix Friends today too. So that's involved. But also the Urbana Public TV has been very helpful in doing some of these things that we try to do with a shoestring. Thank you. Dave Monk, Prairie Monk, WEFT Champaign, 90.1 on your FM dial.
Hi there, this is Pittsburgh-based Hellraiser Ann Feeney, and you're listening to WEFT Champaign 90.1 FM and also streaming online at weft.org. Thanks for your support.
And to check out more information about WEFT, go to weft.org. Look for the About tab, and you can find a whole bunch of information about WEFT. You can find our mission statement. You can find our history, including a video from the 90s. You can find out about our governance. You can find how to propose a show. You can see pictures from our archives. And you can even check out recent episodes of WEF Sessions. And there's a whole lot more. And And that's just under the About tab on weft.org. So I encourage you to go to weft.org and find out about community radio, what's going on, what's happened, and how you can